In St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them," this is a red-letter edition, this is Jesus speaking, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You know, it's very important for us to, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing, always to proclaim the goodness of God and all of His mighty works and everything that we do. And I want to encourage you today, it doesn't matter if you're at the store, doesn't matter if you're at work, doesn't matter if you're at church, doesn't matter wherever you're at, always proclaim the goodness of God and what He has done in your life. And that's exactly what we'll be doing today. But before we go anywhere, we got to start off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we thank You for this day. God, we thank You for all that You are. We thank You for all the goodness that You did in 2023 in Revival for Christ Club International Ministries. And God, we even thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to have this podcast. God, we want to speak Your words. We want to speak Your anointing, God, in our lives, God. Lord, we just pray right now that You just pour Your Spirit and Your anointing upon this podcast today, Lord. God, we thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Therefore, and teach all the nations by the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching all that I have commanded you. And join me. Now is the time to jump in. Now is the time to jump in with everything that is within you. Hello, and welcome to the Adventures of the Great Commission, presented to you by Revival for Christ Club International Ministries. I know it's been about a month, month and a half since we've been with you guys. Took the month of January off. December was super crazy busy for us in the church and in the theater, and we've actually got some things cooking for the podcast coming up soon. And so, but we wanted to put something out there before we're able to do. We'll announce this towards the end of this podcast to let you know what's to come on the Adventures of the Great Commission. But today we are going to be declaring God's goodness. We're going to do a recap of 2023 for not only for the podcast, but for Revival for Christ Club and the Yellow Rose Theater, and then also yours truly. Some very important things happened to me in 2023. And joining me today, you've seen him interview before, but joining me today is none other than my brother, Mr. Frank Willis.
Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you for letting me come back on the show. It's super exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about all the good things that have happened in Revival for Christ Club over the last year. Man, it has been busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
You know, I think it's always important for us to do that. We're always, it's very needed to always proclaim and talk about the things that God has done, that God is doing, and thank Him for those things. And so that's what we're going to kind of do, is kind of do a review of 2023 and all the amazing things that God did. And He did a lot of great things in 2023. You know, in 2022, it was definitely a trying year for Revival for Christ, but 2023, God had us going, God had us moving and shaking and doing things for God, and I'm excited to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, especially like all the revivals, the in-house revivals that we did. I mean, some amazing word came out this year. Dynamic word, stuff that like literally will change your life, change your perspective, change the way you think about your relationship with God. So
X-level Christianity.
Yes.
And I tell you what, if you don't know what we're talking about, X-level Christianity, I think Frank will put that on there. She'll give you maybe even, we'll maybe put a link in the YouTube page to that message on X-level Christianity. But it's actually a message that Chief Apostle Timothy Vandover preached. Did he preach it during our Apostles' Conference?
It was during the Apostles' Conference, yeah. But you know, I think one of the most important things that happened last year was when Apostle Jennifer did the Realm Conference.
Yeah.
Because her theme was back to basics.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times we get so comfortable in our relationship with God that we need to remember what the basic stuff is, like faith, and you know, just to have that word and spirit in your life. And I think she brought that back to us, and that was in February.
February. We had the Back to the Basics conference. Before we get to February, So what podcast did we do in January? Do you remember? Was it New Year, New You?
Oh, yes. It was New Year, New You. That was the only one I think that was in January, but that was like a 5-6 parter. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little long-winded from time to time. But New Year, New You was actually a message that the Lord had given me that I preached in the church, mm-hmm. and then I turned it into also a podcast. So that's a great thing about YouTube. If you go to Adventures in the Great Commission, you can actually go back, and if you didn't see that podcast, go back and watch that. I think it was a pretty good podcast on basically we're in a new year. God wants there to be a new you. I think we're always changing. God always wants us to be getting better. God always wanting us to strive for a greater amount of right standing with Him and greater righteousness with Him to get to that X level Christianity. So
yeah, absolutely. But yeah,
that's what we did in January. January in Revival for Christ was a little bit.
It's always a little bit slow, only slower. Because you know we come out of December, which is like one of the busiest times of the year for us. It is, man, with 16 shows in the theater, and then you know
the Sharon Van Over,
and then the New Year's and Christmas, and you know all the stuff that happens during that time frame. It's a lot of work on everybody that's in the ministry. So you know, January is a great time for us to just kind of kick back and relax a little bit, you know, get prepped for what's coming up, what's to come, exactly.
So February, of course, was the Realm Women Warriors Month.
Yes.
That was not just the conference. The conference was amazing, back to the
basics. Right.
But one thing that I love about Revival for Christ is that, you know, in the month of February, and we're actually filming this in February, and actually Apostle Jenny just spoke in 2024 to open up Women's Month here at Revival for Christ, and she got the thing going. I'm telling you what, removing the mask.
Yes,
and I'm not here to talk about this year, but what I love about it is that we give opportunity to the women of Revival for Christ to speak and to use the talents, whether it be preaching, whether it be teaching Sunday school, whether it be dancing or flagging or miming or all those different things. And then also that they had workshops, and then of course they had the end of the month, they had the women's conference with I think Apostle Linda Bill was a part of that. And such an amazing time in the Lord in the month of February. I always look forward to February to hear our ladies speak. You know, I think it's absolutely crazy when you have churches that don't believe that women can be ministers, that women can be used by God.
Women keep silent in the church. Oh. Not. What?
What?
In fact, I think, wasn't that Chief Apostle was talking about how Apostle Toby Heiss over in El Dorado, you know, remembers that message that he preached about women
in the ministry. And
women in the ministry a long time ago, and that's
back
what
in
she
the 90s.
Back in the 90s, and that's what she based her ministry on.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think it's really great how even now, today, how stuff that's in the past has influenced people, you know, especially this day and time. So,
well, revelation does that. Whenever you truly get a revelation of the Word of God, and when you use that as your foundation.
Yeah.
Well, what's a foundation do? A foundation stays. It doesn't go anywhere. It
That's
stays.
Right.
So when you have a foundation, when you have a revelational word foundation, it's going to stay in there. It's going to stick, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're very right. 2023, I think it was the year before, whenever we got reconnected with Sister Toby, but she is such an amazing an apostle. Up in El Dorado, Illinois, and that's full circle. She came to our women's conference back in the 90s, and it really inspired her. She was actually good friends, and she worked with Apostle Shelby Shelton.
That's right, over in Truman,
Truman, Arkansas, and we're so thankful for that relationship, which leads me to March.
Yes, isn't that when we went to Truman?
El Dorado.
Oh, we went to El Dorado in March. That's right. So the Eagle flight team took flight for, I think, the first time that year. Absolutely.
First revival.
And then that was a huge success. And I think Chief Apostle talked about, I can't even remember what he talked about, because he was doing the Tabernacle Walk and the Requirement.
Yeah. He did both.
There we go. So it was. It was the requirement in the tabernacle walk, yes, which were two dynamic messages that the Lord spoke to him about. And even the requirement now is still something that is always in the back of my mind whenever I think about like a message or the Lord starts speaking to me. It always is like one of those foundational messages that you have to build upon.
Yeah.
You know, and
which message was that? The requirement.
The requirement. Because even in MIT class, we were assigned recommunication of that message. So that's one of those things that is really important for us to understand and what that requirement is. And so,
we talk about that a lot in Revival for Christ. Is about the Holy Ghost,
yes,
and how it's required, and it just blows my mind that there's so many even churches out there that don't even really, all they know that the Holy Ghost is like the third part of the Godhead,
right?
They know God, God, Jesus, and
right. They pray Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yeah, and then that's about it.
But they don't know how vitally important it is. And so, once again, too, we'll put a link in the YouTube section, comment section, but. Their requirement, go watch that message. It is an amazing message, and it is definitely foundational, and it will change your life. But yeah, the month of March was an amazing month. Do you remember what
I think we did? Fast is not a diet, because we were getting because it was, we were preparing for what happened in April.
Okay.
For the April celebration. And then that was one of the messages that Chief had spoke about, was fast was not a diet.
Yeah.
And it was...
You recommunicated that
in the podcast, which I thought was an amazing message.
Yeah.
Just the idea that we forget that fasting is not just about food. It's about the things that don't belong in our lives. And it's about the things that we need to get rid of in order to increase our relationship with God. So,
well, even in the scripture, it even says it.
Yes.
When you fast from wickedness.
That's right.
See, that's what
right.
God wants us to fast from. I mean, we're not trying to sit here and try to tell you that you can't fast. If God tells you to fast, then great. But what you most need to fast from food, I should say. But if you want, but the most important thing that we've got to fast from is our flesh, our wickedness, our carnal mind, the different things that distract us, that hold us back. You want to know a fast that really will help? If you want to do a physical fast,
yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants to fast from this.
Yeah, how many times have we heard that? In the course of the last year, yeah. Get off your phones. Get off
phones, entertainment,
TV, and whatever. Get away from it. Get away from it, because all it's doing is distracting you from having that relationship with God.
Definitely. So that led us into April.
April, which was a phenomenal month.
Yes. Well, the first thing I want to talk about in April is that at the 1st of April, I got married.
Oh, what?
And maybe Frank will put up a picture. You guys can, if you haven't, if you're just tuning in for the first time, or maybe you don't know my lovely wife. They call her the Mrs. ABC.
And Mrs. Okay, ABC, yes, definitely.
But maybe we'll post a picture of our wedding. But I got married on April the 5th.
Right.
Now, April the 5th was significant to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because on April 5th, 1987, I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Very nice.
When I was 6 years old, got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so, it's really going to be easy for me. you always hear that husbands don't always remember their
right.
I will never, ever miss my anniversary day, because my anniversary is also my Holy Ghost birthday.
Yes,
and
amen.
I always remember my Holy Ghost birthday.
Amen.
The day that God changed my life forever.
Amen.
So at
amen.
April 5th, I got married in Singapore. And I just want to tell all of you, during that same time, we also filed all of our paperwork. Everybody just keep praying for us. We're about 10 months in. She's actually working in Australia.
Yes.
In Western Australia, Bunbury. that's more British. No, but
you'll figure it out one day.
Yeah. Well, I've got British in me.
Well, I think also during that time, wasn't it April when you did, speaking of like voices and stuff, that I think that was the time that you did...
End of April going into May.
Yeah, going, Bring it up. I'll let you finish then. Yeah. All right.
So I got married in Singapore, and I was actually very blessed. Because none of my family here was able to make it, but I did have a spiritual brother who was able to make it.
Right.
And that's Pastor Gerson Salud and his lovely wife, Charity, and their beautiful son, Luke. Lucas. And it blessed my heart that they were able to attend the wedding, and I was able to see him. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
Well, that's awesome. But see, what you don't know is that on this side of the world,
yeah,
we were all sitting like this.
Yes.
There was crowds of people around a tiny little phone watching you zoom get married. It was like the whole church. We were having a little party in the theater,
yeah,
while watching you on the tiny little screen. It was great.
Don't worry. If you are watching and you're a good friend of mine or even an enemy. No, I'm just kidding. No, even if you're a good friend of mine, when the U.S. immigration allows her to come, we're going to have a big reception.
Yeah.
So that all my family and friends can meet her.
Oh yeah, we want to party down with her, man.
Ooh, yeah. So we're anticipating that day. Don't have a time frame just yet, but we know it's going to be in the Lord's hands.
Right.
So I got married April 5th. Then we honeymooned, and then I actually came back, and something had started on my way back. April celebration.
That's right. April Celebration 23. Man, what a revival that was. Restoring the roar. My goodness. I can't tell you. I still think about it now. Like, that's definitely one message I will never, ever, ever forget. I will never forget that message. And me personally, you talked about opportunity for the women, you know, during the Women's Month, but you know, our preamble says that this is a ministry that provides opportunity to those, you know, who feel they are called. And this, my opportunity was to teach Sunday school a lot during this time.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And so I actually got to recommunicate Roar.
Oh, nice.
Three or four times in Sunday school, and I had this big old message just... Man, it's one of those I'll never forget that, because it just lit me up. It was just one of those I will never forget it. Never, never, never.
Oh, amazing message. And if you have not, once again, we'll put it on there.
Yep.
That's a great thing about YouTube, is that you can go back and watch any of those messages. They're in the library. And that's definitely one. I know Firestarter Daryl Moss talks about how much he goes back and watches those over and over and over again.
Yep.
It's definitely trying to find out, restoring the roar in us, you know, and making sure that we are in right standing with him, that righteous, overcoming, anointed revelation. And see, and that's what God is looking for in us. He wants to restore your roar. You know, are you someone out there that's saying, man, I've kind of got lackluster. I've kind of come to a place where, I kind of feel sedentary. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. Then you need to let God restore your roar. You need to let God inspire you. You need God to start that fire inside of you to be everything that he's called you to be. Because this is not the time. Right now is not the time to set back and just to be set by the wayside. God's wanting his people to rise up. Where this world is getting crazier and crazier and going nuts. And God is calling for his people to rise up and be the men and women of God that he has called them to be. So I actually missed the first 2 or 3 days of revival. Was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
It was a 5-day revival, and this was the first Wednesday, right. Yeah, I don't exactly remember the days, but I remember that each day was one letter of the acronym.
Yeah, okay.
And then the fifth day, he summed it all up, and it was awesome.
So, yeah, it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right. Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So I missed the first 3 days.
Right.
I drove, my flight came in
Friday night. I drove back from Dallas, and I got the last two nights of Revival. But I was listening.
Yeah.
When I was at the night, the day before I left, and then when I was in the airport, and man, such an amazing, amazing message. And I would suggest any of you go do that. What an awesome, you know, April Celebration Revival is something that we look forward to every year in Revival for Christ. I remember as a kid. You know, it's something that it was always big in anticipation of what God is going to do.
Well, not only that, but we're celebrating the fact that this ministry has been around since, 86, I believe, right?
85.
Right. And so, you know, this is the time of the year that we celebrate the fact that our ministry has been around that long and our ministry is staying strong.
Yeah.
And so, you know, why not celebrate the ministry?
Yeah.
Why not do a revival on during that time?
Yeah.
You know?
Celebrate all that God has done.
It's absolutely.
Not what man has done, but what God has done through us. So
absolutely.
And then so
right.
Back,
so now
bring to what you
yes,
about.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
Come back in revival, and then right when we're done with revival, I get one of the bigger theatrical challenges that I've ever had in my life. I got the opportunity to play Walter Windstreicher in The Lightmaster.
Yes, you did.
Lightmaster is a play that was written and directed by Chief Apostle Timothy Vanover. And one of his best plays, I mean, he's got many great plays, but
yes.
One of his best plays. And I actually, throughout that, I think I did the voices in one of the podcasts.
You did. And I think it was the personal update and things to come.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Yeah. So, yeah, because I remember putting each little frame on there to each character that you did.
Yeah,
you talked
yeah.
about each character. So, yeah.
I think you even showed like a video of it.
I did, yeah. That. You know, you yeah. busting out the door for the first time. So
goodness gracious,
right?
Man. I can't
yes.
wait to do it again.
That's right.
Well,
right.
Here's the funny thing about it, man, is I there's not many things, like when it comes to theater, when it comes to, you know, I did radio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I preached since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of things that I would say. I mean, I always have a healthy fear or a healthy, you know, nervousness when it
sure.
comes, when I go to preach. Every
sure.
time I preach,
sure.
I have that. But I definitely was absolutely scared to death at the start of this part, because I had to do five different characters. I had a billion lines to memorize. I just got back. I was just getting off jet lag from being gone for two and a half weeks in Singapore.
Yep.
And, oh, man, it was definitely, it was a lot of prayer. It was a lot of, God, this has got to be you. But I'm telling you what, you know, it's the same thing that happens in many of our lives. We go through things, and if we're faithful to Him, and we don't put too much on our shoulders, but we allow, say, hey, you know what, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to give everything to you, God. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't understand exactly what's going to happen. I don't know how because you know, there's always that fear of failing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to do this part right because
sure.
it is a ministry. And,
sure,
and I tell you what. After I did it, after I got through learning the lines, after I got through doing the voices and doing everything, oh my gosh, it's the funnest I've ever had. It's my most favorite part that I've ever done in a theater. And I thought, because some of you know that we do the Arizona Kid, U.S. Marshal,
mm-hmm.
and I did a part called the Sergeant Cabbage. I was the sidekick to the Arizona Kid. I did that for 20 plus years, and I always thought that would always be my favorite part. But in 1 year of doing The Lightmaster, that is now my favorite part.
I can only imagine. I mean, yeah. You know, I've done a few roles. Like right now, my favorite part is being Steve on The Guest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I really love doing that. And you know,
you did a good job.
I love
really good dork.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And then of course,
naturally.
And then of course, Izzy's my son
yeah.
in the back there behind the camera.
Does a great job.
Does a great job. Yeah. And so I can only imagine how it is to not only have to bring to life five different people in one sitting. You
oh,
know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was the thing. I was even having to save my voice because when I practice, I have to do it full bore.
Right.
And so I was getting to the place where I was losing my voice and I was scared that I was going to not be able
right.
to
right.
be able to do it. So so we did that in April going into May.
Right.
And then in May we did The Lightmaster.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just felt really good about it. I'm excited to do it again. Of course, I'm. You know what's cool is later on we'll talk about. But we also took the theater troupe on.
Yes, I can't wait to talk about that. That's going to be awesome. Yeah. But you know,
and I can't wait for him to take Lightmaster on the road.
I know. Yeah, just with what happened at the end of the year, so many doors are going to be open. I think it's going to be amazing.
But, join us next week as we continue with the year in review in 2023.
Now is the time to jump in! Now is the time to jump in with everything that is within you!